Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh. This is your only place to hear the world of Macintosh on Trusted Radio, on a podcast, on the web. You name it, you can hear it everywhere. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott.
Isn't this fun stuff?
It's great stuff out here.
We got a very good show coming up. Crazy stuff in the world of Mac. It's cool stuff. Hey, the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, FirmTech, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo, Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac show, Creative Pro, Mac Minute, Mac Update, OS X FAQ, and the Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges. You can find out more information over at InsideMacRadio.com. Or just cruise on over to iTunes, and you'll see it staring you right in the face when you click on podcasts and technologies, and it'll be talking to you.
It'll be right up there by the top, yeah.
Yeah, or you can just type it in the search function.
Yeah, but it's much easier just to go to the top and find it. The search function isn't really. Sometimes you get inside everything, inside
chickens.
Faucets, inside chickens, inside tomatoes, who knows what.
You know?
You just get a bunch of stuff.
Everybody wants to get inside.
Right? Yeah, they want to get inside.
Cool. We got a pretty cool show lineup today. We're going to have, Philip Hodges calling in.
We've got some buzz. Yeah.
Digital post-production.
Yeah.
Distribution.
Yes.
Encoding.
Oh, yeah.
Cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Andy Shallett coming up, too.
We got Andy coming on. Andy's going to give us a little tip of the week.
And we got crazy, huge Mr. Sam Lemon.
I think Sammy's coming with us today.
Okay. Yeah.
Last I heard, he was.
Yeah, hope so.
But you never know.
We hope he shows up. Because he really delivers good stuff. We'd love to have Sam on. But also, we've got Reed Callahan from the Santa Fe Workshops.
Yeah, they do. You've heard of the Santa Fe Workshop deal before? They do very high-end, hands-on training, of course, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Very picturesque place. You know, it's very cool looking there.
Oh, yeah.
And they teach, you know, photography and very cool stuff with imaging. And it's a great place where it's all hands-on. So,
oh, yeah.
Reed's going to join us talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have Grady Fletcher.
Yes. We're going to be talking about the Final Cut Pro Super Meet for all you Final Cut Pro fans out there. There's going to be during Macworld, there's this big event Wednesday night, which is where all of the Final Cut Pro users group show up, and some really big names show up too as well. And so you're going to want to see this if you're into the whole video experience. Very cool.
Yes, it's cool. I don't know who's. Well, we're gonna find out from.
We're gonna find out when he comes on.
From Captain.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his name in the movie?
Captain
Daniels.
Lieutenant Daniels. Lieutenant, yes, he was also in Star Trek. He was like multiple characters in Star Trek. He's in Star Trek the movie. Yes. So he's definitely for you Trekkies. You want to listen up? This is good stuff.
We're gonna have Kevin Ford. He's the CEO of Parlyant Corporation.
Yeah.
They make this thing called Phone Valet. He's been on the show with us before.
Mm-hmm.
They have version 4 of it. They just won a Macworld Eddie Award.
Oh, really?
Macworld gives out their annual, Eddies.
Best of everything type thingy.
Oh, yeah. And our friends at Micromat won for the Protégé.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah. That's a great product. Oh, yeah. Very good stuff.
And there's a bunch of other cats, too. So, we're going to talk to Kevin about unified messaging on your Mac. Or you can use an older Mac. You don't have to have a brand new machine. Or if you have something that's running in your office or your home all the time, they got this little cool little interface box. You plug the phone line, a POTS line, a regular plain old telephone service like in your house, and the USB, and it gives you voicemail. It gives you answer machines. I mean, it does all this cool stuff. It displays on your screen. It talks to you. Hey, so-and-so's calling. It looks up stuff in your address book. It's pretty, it's a very cool messaging solution.
Connects your phone to your computer and automates everything.
Yeah.
It's just really, really great.
Pretty cool.
You know, the only problem is that you just can't, you know, you just have to leave it. Now your phone has to be computerized, and it becomes your voicemail, becomes everything. It's great.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, what's great about this is find like an old G3 iMac.
Yeah, just stick it right there.
Or old G4 iMac, you know, flat panel, and you can buy one on eBay or somewhere for, you know, a few $100.
Yep.
Stick it in the corner, and it's your messaging system.
Yeah.
Better than buying a complex thing, you know. Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of TechTool Pro 4 and the 2007, or 2006, I guess it would be. I don't know which one it is. Probably the 2007 because 2007? It hasn't happened yet, but yes. Who knows what it is. Whatever, they want an Eddie for Protégé. So you can check out all the cool stuff going on over at Micromat and, of course, Micromat.com. Right now we're here with Philip Hodges. Philip is the digital production buzzmeister. And we're going to talk about all the cool things going on in the land of post-production. Hello, Philip. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This has been a big week for digital production because on Wednesday at an event in Burbank hosted by BandPro, Sony introduced their F23. This is the camera that you really want to use. And also started shipping today the V1U, which is the camera you probably will use.
Hey, Philip. This is Brad. What is this Sony camera? Tell us more about it.
Which one? The V1U is a very 24p 1080 HDV camcorder, but the one that I think Scott's really jonesing for is the new D23, which is a 4:4 1920x1080, everything up to 60p.
There you go.
Okay, now it's a 60p, but now what format does it save it on? How does it save the image?
There's HDCam SR.
Oh, really? Now,
yes.
This is HDCam. This is not XDCam because there's all these different. This is HDCam. And what's the price?
Not even just HDCam. It's
HDCam SR, which is like, I think it's like half a gig a second or something like that. It's just enormous.
880 megabits a second. And
yeah.
In fact, if you want to record 444.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Cine Ultra, of course. It's now the new Peak. It replaces the F950 at the top of the Cine Ultra range.
So all those guys that spent $100,000 plus on their camera last year, now they're things worthless.
Alex Lindsay.
No.
You're gonna have to edit that out.
Pricing is not determined yet, and it should ship sometime late spring next year. I think much more realistically is the V1U. Much more in sort of, I think, the type of people that listen to us might be interested in. This is the Sony's new sub-5000 1080 24p camcorder that they announced a couple of months back, and it's shipping as of Wednesday of this week.
Oh, that's pretty good. This is another compact little form factor you can take on your, family vacation?
Yeah. PD. Well, it's a PD-170 equivalent, but an HDV.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very, and it's got a true 24p, so it'll probably be the logical successor to the Z1U in the sort of pro to semi-pro production area. These are the pro versions of them. There's a consumer version of the camera as well with a different model number.
It's basically different. It's probably about everything's the same, but just different software release.
Yeah. Now this all happened at an event here in Burbank that was hosted by BandPro.
They've been in tight with the Sony crowd for a long time.
There were so many Sony people here. There are like about 45 press people that they flew in from around the world for this 2.5-day event. And I think there were at least half a dozen people from Sony and then 3 people from Sony's PR company all there just watching over the meeting.
Wow. So this is, to say the least, that Sony has a lot of things invested in hope for this type of this camera and this format.
They brought in people from Germany, from the Carl Zeiss company, because, of course, Carl Zeiss make a lot of lenses. They actually ship 25 million Sony products a year with Carl Zeiss lenses.
Oh, wow.
You know what's interesting, though, is these poor guys, like the guys at Alex Lindsay, that spent $100,000 on that camera.
Yeah.
And now it's like worth what?
$10,000.
Maybe 10?
Well,
yeah.
They probably have the F900, which is still a current model. The F900R remains a current model. Just below this level.
Yeah. But we don't actually have a price on this new SR, but...
No, we don't. It's a camera and a dockable back, and the back can dock on top for a more cinema camera format.
So basically it can shoot things like film stream. You can go directly hard drive, sort of like...
It can. It's got built-in, or you can go HD link, HD-SDI or dual link HD-SDI out.
Oh, that's great.
What do we hear? Anything on the red front?
Nothing much. They didn't mention it very much. But I tell you what I do want to mention is in my day job at Intelligent Assistance, we released Product Tips Volume 3. Now, if you use any of Apple's Final Cut Studio applications, the Product Tips, for just $4.95, normally $5.95, but the Volume 3 is on it special at $4.95, you can get 101 tips that are guaranteed to make you more productive.
Ah, yeah. So you're not sitting there, flipping through manuals and trying to figure out, okay, why does my transition not work? Why is my transition not working between these two clips? Why?
Yeah. Well, printing to the DVD printers. If you're just capturing for encoding, here's a quick way of doing it. Real-time client preview encode. There's a tip in there about that.
Yeah.
Feed it out of one and use it to capture it with QuickTime Player Pro on another computer and do it straight, a real-time encode to H.264.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the great tips. I mean, they've been written over the last year, but this time around it's... I was really impressed reading through them. It's like, oh, that's a good tip. Because although I might write them, I forget them.
You forget that you actually wrote it.
Yeah.
Hey, I should listen to myself more often.
I give good advice. I should take it. And you can get those at proapstips.com. And as I said, it's just this third volume is just $4.95 until the end of the year. But you can get the 303 tips for $15, $14.95. You can get them all as one purchase as well and save a few bucks.
Yeah.
That's what's been happening in my world and in the Sony world, but Century Optics, we talk about the fisheye for the AGH VX200. It's only a fisheye lens for only $3,350 or about half the price of the camera.
Ooh,
again.
What a deal.
Really? I'll take 10.
but if you have a need for it, well then, yeah. Oh, and that was also the Carl Z people are releasing some new Digi Primes. These are the prime lenses designed for...
Oh, what's the lens mount type? If it's a prime lens, what's the mount on it?
I think it's a B4.
Oh, okay. So it's not, it's compatible with not every single, I mean, it's not compatible with a cinema camera. It's compatible with like a video camera.
Yeah, these are designed for video acquisition, not for film acquisition. Uh-huh. So they've reapproached the lens and they're introducing some no loss diopters coming in about April, May timeframe around NAB next year that they previewed at this press event today.
Wow.
So they've got a lot going on. That's what else has been happening? Digital Anarchy released some more stock. OptiFix 7.0.1 was released, but as a little caveat, if you also use Nucleo Pro, the latest release of Nucleo Pro, you need to go make sure you get a more recent build, because the initial release of 7 of Nucleo Pro wasn't compatible with the release of 7.0.1.
Oh, how did that happen? Whoops.
just a little scheduling thing. And you'd think that Adobe would give the Nucleo Pro guys, Gridiron Software, some advanced copies, but apparently it didn't happen. They missed something, but they quickly rushed out an update. It just matters. You just got to make sure you actually get the right combination.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll be out of luck.
Just suddenly, all your jobs will be on hold.
Yeah. And Synthetic Aperture updated ColorFinesse this week to a universal plugin. So there's a universal version that will work in Final Cut 5.1.2. And you can have that from, if you're already a 2.1 user, you can get that for a free update.
All right.
Wow. Yep. Cool stuff. Philip, how do we get more information on the Digital Production Buzz?
You can just jump on over to digitalproductionbuzz.com. Join us on a Thursday night, 6 to 7 live, because then you can join the chat and get your questions asked to the guests. But if you don't want to join us live, if that doesn't suit, if you're in traffic, catch it in the podcast. You can get that through iTunes or directly from the site.
Cool stuff. There you go. Thank you, Philip. There's Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzzmeister, talking about all the cool things going on in the world of post-production. You are listening to the Inside Mac Radio Program. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by DVD XDV, the only thing you need. If you've created content and it's on a DVD now, no matter if it came off a DVD recorder, you know, your Pioneer burner in the living room or whatever it is, and you want to pull this content back off, bring it into Final Cut Pro, into iMovie, into QuickTime, it doesn't matter what, into an Avid Nitro system.
Yeah, Avid Nitrous.
Yeah, whatever you got. You got an Avid Newsroom Cutter system? Sure, yep. No problem. You can pull that stuff off. It works great. They got a brand new website, new versions, all kinds of great stuff. Check them out over at DVDXDV.com. Right now we're joined with Andy Shallot. Andy is our little graphic guru of the year.
I'm not going to say it this week.
Andy, I'm going to get something else except Vonage.
Oh.
No, unfortunately, I'm on Vonage still.
Oh, that's okay.
Last week, I came to you via ESP, though, and it worked out just fine.
It was crystal clear, man. I don't know if anybody else could hear it. But
my mindset's not ready today, so I have to go back to Vonage. That's it. Happy Hanukkah, boys.
Hey,
thank
all
you.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope you guys have been good boys and you're getting your gelt and you're playing with your dreidels.
I got no idea what you're talking about, but shalom, brother. Whatever.
Shalom. Yeah, that's right.
I'm obligated. It's in my own contract. I have to say something about dreidels.
Yeah, there we need to sort of represent everybody's holiday. You know, I think you know, we should just it should be like holidays for everybody. You know, like we all get all religious holidays, no matter what religion we are.
That's why they have Halloween.
Yeah. That's why yeah. Go check out robschraub.com and for the Halloween video only. That just rocks.
Okay. That's where it should all happen. So anyway, we're talking about design stuff, and every year at the end of the year I start reconsidering my business card, and I'm sure you guys do too, don't you?
Yeah.
I do, you know, as a fresh start and everything else, and so I start considering everyone else's business card, and if you start looking at business cards and you look at what people do with them, I always find it very annoying when a business card, first off, doesn't fit in my wallet, and second, when it does go in the wallet, if I can't read it immediately right there.
Yeah.
So you know, these are little things that people don't think about. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, business cards are standardized, but I've seen business cards that are like, printed on vellum.
Europe, there is no standard size. Europe, because generally people hold them in their shirt pockets and hand them out. And if you've ever been to Asia or China, they have these business card packages that look like decks of cards that people stand around handing you. You know, if you go to business meetings, it's very funny. It's a whole formal thing. But mainly in America, we have to have them fit in our wallet. And you have to have easy access, and they should be readable from that. So my design tip of this week, and I guess for Hanukkah, my Hanukkah present to all of those out there, is that when you're designing a business card, design it so that you understand where it's going to go. It's generally going to go in somebody's pocket or in their wallet. And when they sit in that wallet and it's got that little lip, make it readable there.
That's very smart.
That is a good
tip.
You know, that really is. That's one of your best takeaways.
Sort of there you go. So how much time do I have?
You got about a minute, brother.
Oh, I got a minute.
You got another tip.
I was just strolling through the web the other day, and I came across something that I thought was a great little site. They're selling stuff. I'm not going to go to the selling part of it. But if you go to a place called despair.com.
Oh, I love there. They have like,
spin.
I love it because.
despair.com/spin. Aside from finding that they have these beautiful motivational posters.
Well, they're demotivational. Demotivational because they're like, you know, how like, you know, they would do a company would do a $100,000 study, you know, or something and say, all we need is a poster saying achieve with
exactly.
A big eagle flying
achieve.
Across the valley.
What this guy has to say about these things. Like, they're beautiful. And I would suggest everyone take a glance at that. It'll really, you'll get a great laugh out of it.
Oh, I love this site.
The guy's starting a podcast.
He did.
And not to rival our own, but if you go to despair.com/spin, I just
thought it was so funny because I got their catalog in the mail, and I bought my wife a pessimist's mug, which has a line on it that says, the glass is now half empty.
That's great stuff.
But my wife is such a pessimist that actually she says it's not only empty, it's dirty, too.
All right.
Andy, thank you so much. There you go, Andy Shallot. You can find out more information about Andrew over at shallot.com. You are listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. Don't go away. You're here with Scott Shipper and Brad Wright. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome to Inside Mac Radio. This is a place to find out all the coolest information about your Macintosh, iPods, you name it. Everything's here about the Mac.
Right
iPods,
now.
Digital music, digital video, cool stuff there. And this part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by our friends over at MCE Technologies. You can get all the cool stuff going on over there. They got upgrades for your PowerBook, for your G4, for your G5. They got an OptiBay deal that lets you take the optical drive out of your MacBook Pro or your PowerBook and replace it with a hard drive.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff. So they got some great stuff cranking on over there. Check these guys out over at MCE Tech. That's mcetech.com. Right now, we're with the little holiday elf.
Oh, yeah.
And it is Hanukkah.
So. It is Hanukkah. Happy Friday. Hanukkah, everybody.
Hello, Sammy. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Hanukkah on Friday, and we got to tell our listeners and viewers that we're going to do a little holiday gift guide next week about all the cool stuff that are sub $20, because a lot of people, you know, don't have a lot of money to spend after they spend their bucks on the big iPod and stuff like that. So they want to, you know, adorn it with some nice goodies.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to get into that, but this week we do have a few of the sub $20 products for the iPod.
So these are sort of stocking stuffers.
Well, these are stocking stuffers. One of them I have in my hand for Scott from a company called Mophie. That's M-O-P-H-I-E, Mophie.com. They've come out with a new Raptor for the Shuffle, the brand new second-gen Shuffle. And it's really cool because it's a case, but it's clear, so you can use your Shuffle. It's got a clip on the back, and it's got a place for your earbuds. So you can just wrap the earbuds around the entire little clip. So there's cord management built into this. And I like it because it's simple, it's easy, and it comes in a three-pack of different colors for $20. That's a pretty good deal, guys.
Now, is this like a silicone, you know, with a silicone gel type?
No, it's not. It's a hard plastic. It totally encases the Shuffle. Scott will love it. It comes in they have two different sets, and the one I have for Scott is smoke color, completely translucent, and a light blue. And I think it's pretty cool, but I want Scott to tell us how he uses it, because he's the big Shuffle guy on campus these days.
Yeah,
I love the Shuffle. You know, it's pretty fun.
And so they have a number of different iPod cases as well, but we'll get into that next week. That's from Mophie.com, called the Raptor. And then our friends from Marware have great new line of cases, but the stuff that's really inexpensive that I think does a trick is called the Sport Suit Sensor for iPod Nano. And if you know about that sport suit and that whole Nike thing they came out with, well, some people think you have to buy the shoe for it to work. You don't.
Oh, no.
You can use any shoe, but you need something to place the little sensor. This does it perfectly. It's a little neoprene case with Velcro that slips around the front of your shoe, the front where the shoelaces are. It's $9.95, very inexpensive. It's a perfect gift for someone that's a sports freak. And Marware is known to make really great cases. And next week we're going to get into their new lineup of their new Nano cases as well. And lastly, on our sub $20 or $20 products are a product from Ecamm Network. It's called Huckleberry, just like it's spelled. And basically, it's a plastic little, I don't know how you explain it, but it's a little plastic piece that fits over your MacBook or MacBook Pro and has a mirror in it so that you could take pictures and video of people on the other side of your MacBook. It's ingenious.
That is pretty cool.
So what is this, a mirror thing? That just,
well, so
what
your camera, so it turns your camera.
It turns the, it
turns the camera around.
The mirror faces the camera, and it takes pictures on the other side.
Wow.
From Huckleberry from Ecamm Network. Just go to Ecamm, ECAMM.com. It's $19.95. Very cool.
Cool stuff, Sammy. Thank you so much. There you go, Sam Levin, with part one of his cool holiday goodies.
You got it.
Great stuff there. Thank you, Sammy. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by the official storage provider of the Inside Mac show, FirmTech. For the coolest SATA high-speed, high-capacity storage for your Mac, they make great interface cards. Brad's got one for his MacBook Pro.
I love it.
I got one for my old PowerBook G4.
Yeah.
Our G5s have these cards in them.
Yeah.
And they're just smoking fast. And what's cool is that, you know, you can pull the drives out of the enclosures. And they have no cables. It's just a direct backplane.
Well, it's like it's basically built.
And you can hot swap them.
It's built really strong and really tough. And the enclosure is actually very compact. It's just it's the right product that you'd want to use.
And the price is cheap.
And the price is very inexpensive. Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't say cheap because it's not a cheap product. It's like Brad.
It's going to cost some money.
Very economically priced.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's good like, stuff. It's not cheap stuff.
And it's going to last. Yeah. It's built the way you want it.
I'm happy with it. I mean, I'm hot swapping drives.
Two. Yeah, I've got two good closures now.
Yeah, you got the 4-bay.
I bought a 4-bay, yeah.
Yeah, you went and bought that.
I went and bought it. Yeah, I wasn't. You know, it wasn't given to me. I purchased it outright. Yeah,
yeah, that's fun stuff.
Oh, very good stuff.
So check them out. Those guys rock over at FirmTech, F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. So we're progressing here with the Inside Mac Show. We have had some great stuff on. But right now we're going to talk about some very cool things going on here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. There's these guys that have this these workshops, sort of a camp, you know, not really a camp. But we're going to let Reed tell us about it. Hey, Reed, how you doing?
I'm good.
Reed, tell us about yourself. Tell us about Santa Fe workshops. You guys have some great stuff going on there, but I think you can explain it better than we can.
Well, I hope so. we have been in business since 1990, and we basically do week-long workshops here in Santa Fe. We also do them in Mexico and with Geographic overseas in Europe. But basically, our foundation is the week-long workshop here in Santa Fe. We bring people in from around the country to immerse them into a photographic community for 5.5 days.
So what happens? Say I come out to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I show up at this place. You know, how long are these? What do I get to do?
Well, it depends on the class. We have classes for beginners, people that really haven't done any photography but just want to get involved in a hobby. And then it runs all the way up to classes for pros that deal with advanced lighting techniques. We have a lot of digital workflow workshops of late because that's where the need is. That's where the skill level needs to be. You know, these new digital cameras, laptops, Photoshop software, it's all got a pretty steep learning curve. So a lot of times people come in to figure out how to use these little digital cameras and big digital cameras, and also figure out how to use the software that we use to make images these days. I mean, it used to be film, now it's all pixels and laptops and digital printers and a lot of technology. So people need to learn how to use that technology. So it's all hands-on. You go out and make pictures in this beautiful place, Santa Fe. Then you come back in and download, and we're sponsored by Apple, so we have Macintosh computers throughout the business here.
Ooh, excellent choice.
Yeah, no nasty heathen boxes with crashes and viruses all over the place.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, yucko.
So it's basically, as you said earlier, it's like photo camp for adults. You know, they come in, get you away from your home environment, away from the job, away from the kids, and immerse you into a culture where you eat, sleep, drink, breathe photography for 5.5 days, and you're around another 70 or 80 people that share that same passion, share the challenges, share the vocabulary, and so you're in a community of like-minded people.
Now is this a hands-on? Are you going to take people out to places, and we're going to go to see some of the places in Santa Fe and actually shoot some pictures and then take them back?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me to bring people to Santa Fe and stick them in a classroom for a whole week.
So you really...
yeah, there is some classroom time every day, but we also get people out usually in the best light early in the morning or late in the day. Take advantage of light, which makes pictures, and so we take them all over northern New Mexico to great landscape locations, to cultural locations where there are people and events going on. Obviously, we use Santa Fe a lot for its architecture, its people, its different cultures. It's we located here because it's an inspirational place to be. People want to come to Santa Fe, and so that's where we base our workshops out of. You've got to have an attraction for people to come. From a visual standpoint, and Santa Fe certainly has that.
I'd say a little more than Orlando.
East Orange, New Jersey.
Hoboken. Let's go check out Hoboken. Take some photos.
I've never known of the Hoboken photo workshop. I don't think they'll exist anytime soon.
Wow, there you go. There's your next hot location, Reed.
Hoboken, yes. Coming to Hoboken near you, yes.
That's it. Bring your D80 and your AK.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're here with Reed Callinan. He is with Santa Fe Workshops, and we're talking about, all the great things that are going on there. Hey, Reed, why don't you give us a little breakdown of some of the different types of in-depth courses that you're offering now? Because I know you guys do a lot with, of course, it's all digitally photography and imaging based, but I know there's some separate breakout stuff that's, specialized you guys have, different tracks.
I would say that the most popular classes right now are lighting workshops. It used to be digital workflow, but I think a lot of people have figured out how to do the digital workflow. They've figured out the downloading, the processing, the output side of things. And they're looking for the next skill set to learn. And that, for a lot of people, is artificial lighting. You can use natural light to a certain extent, but then at some point, either you're working inside or you're working in bad light or working at night, you need to know how to use artificial light. So anything that we do that deals with artificial light basically fills up right away. So we have basic lighting classes, lighting 101, to really advanced techniques for pros on learning how to fine-tune a portrait.
Well, here's a quick tip you might be able to give us. What do I need to spend if I want to set up a little small, what should be my budget if I just want to take some photos at home, put a backdrop up, and get some lights? What should I spend for that?
I think you could probably do that for under $2,000.
Yeah,
not that big an investment. I mean, the backdrops and the stands are not that expensive. And then, a small lighting set, couple lights, couple stands.
Should I be looking at, what type of lighting?
Do you think, Reed, talk about lighting, do you think that someone should try to light stuff like that with a continuous light, like a fluorescent softbox?
No, I think strobes are...
Strobes the way to go.
Yeah, you have to use strobes. But what kind of strobes? Should HMI or should I use,
Well, HMIs are kind of high-end. That's for the film business more than the still business. There are lots of different brands that we use here. We use Elenchrome, which is a manufactured and distributed by Bogen. We use Calumet lights. We use Profoto. Dynalite has a great system that's pretty affordable. So probably now that I'm thinking about it, I would recommend to somebody who's just starting out to get a Dynalite system because they're durable, but they're pretty inexpensive. They're not really made for the high-end pro who's going to put them through the paces, 10 hours a day.
What's that going to cost me for a basic setup?
Again, I think around, between $1,500 and $2,000. For a basic setup, and then of course you can go much higher than that too. But it's not real expensive to get into it.
Mm. So I can basically just set up a backdrop and put up these strobes, a couple of these lights. So I need 3, 4. How many lights would I need?
You need a workshop.
Need a workshop. You need to go to the workshop. Yeah.
There you go, Reed. You got him there.
It starts there. Yeah. So it's really
simple. Don't do it on your own.
So don't try this at home.
Don't try it at home. Definitely not. Come out to Santa Fe. We'll teach you how to not electrocute yourself.
There you go. Don't take pictures in the rain with these strobes.
Probably not a good idea. No, that's for sure.
What kind of instructors do you have? Do you have any? Do you have staff instructors that work with your stuff? Do you have anybody that comes in that are?
Most of the people that we use are pros, working pros that come in for a week. They take out a week out of their life to come in and teach a workshop and give something back to the community. We don't have faculty. We're not like a traditional school. We don't really have staff that teach on an ongoing basis. We bring in working pros. The theory is that these are the folks out there working every day. They know the marketplace. They know the latest techniques. They're cutting edge. And so basically I convince them somehow to come to Santa Fe for a week, and I ply them with good food and good housing. Not a lot of pay, but it's really more about coming out and having a different experience, giving something back, sharing their knowledge. And so these are the top professionals in the world. These are the people that work for the major magazines, the major advertising campaigns, National Geographic, photographers. They're really the cream of the crop. And a lot of it's name recognition. The serious amateur or the pro who gets all the magazines and knows this community knows the names of a Greg Gorman or Joe McNally or a Joyce Tennyson or, you know, you name your current celebrity photographer of choice. They're here teaching. And so a lot of it's based on, oh, I know that person's work. I love their work. I want to go and spend a week with them. And so much of what people do is they are spending their money and they're spending their time to come and be with an extraordinary person, an extraordinary photographer. And you can't buy that anywhere else. And you can't buy a week with Greg Gorman or with Joe McNally. You can't call them up and say, I want to spend a week with you. Here's $1,000. And you can't do that. But here, you can. Of course, you're sharing that person with another 12 or 14 people, so you don't have complete 24-hour-day access to them. But you can sit down and have breakfast. You can sit down and have lunch. You can learn who these people are, what they're about, why they are at the top of their profession, what is it that sets them apart from everybody else that thinks they can take pictures. And so that's part of the charm. That's part of the attraction. That's part of the reason why we're successful, is because we get the best pros in the business coming here for a week out of their life to teach a workshop.
Yeah, this is cool stuff here. Hey, Reed, we're coming to a break. I want to come back and tell people about some of the other classes, how they get a hold of you guys, and all this kind of cool stuff. So you want to hang on one sec here?
Sure.
We're here with Reed Callinan. He's from Santa Fe Workshops. You can check out their great website, and they got some beautiful... You know what's... They have this catalog that would blow your mind. It is so beautiful. I mean, really, it's cool. You got to check this stuff out. It's SF Workshops, as in Santa Fe, sfworkshop.com. You're listening to Inside Mac Show here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright, and we're talking some cool things about learning the craft of photography. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This
is Inside Mac
with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. If you want the number one resource for digital imaging, been being unpublished for more than 70 years, you can get a subscription for about, I don't know, 12, 14 bucks, less than a dollar issue. It's pretty smoking deal. So check them out over at popphoto.com. We're here with our friends over from Santa Fe Workshop. We're here with Reed Callinan, and we're talking about all the cool stuff. And I think Brad had a question for Reed.
Yeah, I got this question here. And the question I have is that, so you started these, you know, over the years, what's happened is, my question is, what are you seeing? How has things changed over the last year about what kind of cameras people are bringing? I mean, what do you see as a trend? What kind of tools are they bringing to your workshops?
Well, the obvious change over in the last couple of years has been from film-based cameras to digital cameras, and now we're seeing, pretty much strictly digital SLRs. The prices have come down on those so that they're pretty much affordable by almost anybody. You can get an SLR for, I don't know, $600-$700 and then get a lens. So certainly for under $1,000, you can get a really fine digital SLR that gives you a lot of different options as opposed to a compact digital camera or a point-and-shoot. We don't see that. Our workshops are too costly and too much time for somebody who's just a point and shooter.
Yeah, they bring in their little cell phone camera and they'd be like, hey, I want to take great pictures with this.
Not going to happen here. No. Nope. Yeah, but, cell phone technology is interesting. I see in the future where the megapixel size of those cameras might get to the point where it's going to be a viable force, not for the serious photographer, but to make some images that are important. So there's a technology that we need to watch.
Yeah, I mean, look at the new...
Well, if you get Michael Richards, the Laugh Factory, you could make $1 million off that one.
look at the new Nokia's got a 3 megapixel. I mean, it'll make a decent 5x7 print, but
right.
It's not a camera.
Yeah.
You're not a photographer with a cell phone.
Yes.
Well, you could be a
photojournalist with a cell phone if you're in a stranded. I mean, maybe
right.
It's a great thing to have as a backup, you know, Reed?
Mm-hmm.
Someone steals your camera, you always got your phone, right?
Yeah. Well, no, the other question I had, and I wanted to get to this one really quick, was that now, are people coming to your workshops that are PC users, and they're coming in and seeing the Macintosh and coming away with, like, you know, what kind of impression are they coming with, say, when you come, you know, when they see an all Mac workflow?
They're walking away buying them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
I would say that our audience, since it's mostly serious amateurs, more serious amateurs than pros, and the pros are all using Macs, but the serious amateurs are still in the PC camp. And I would say that probably 70% of the people who come to workshops are PC-based, and they get to see the Mac computer, they get to work on it, and oftentimes they're impressed enough, and we happen to sell them. So we actually, you know, sell quite a few Apples here to people that are converted over from the PCs that find them more intuitive and easier to use for imaging. So it's a good thing for Apple to be here.
So really, it really just shows you that the pros are really leaning towards the Macintosh. You know,
sure.
The really is that, you know, when you get serious about it, you don't just get your digital SLR, but you go out and you get a Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. And the creative community, including photographers, is definitely Mac-based. There isn't much concern about that these days.
Yeah, there's a few guys using Microsoft stuff that's paid by the man, but, you know, what are you going to do? Reed, your guys' stuff is so cool. I urge everybody to get your information. You guys have a beautiful catalog. Where do they find out more information on all the great stuff going over at Santa Fe Workshops?
Two ways to reach us. Best is the website, which is santafeworkshops.com. You said earlier that it was SF Workshops. That's not true anymore. It's santafeworkshops.com. Email is info@santafeworkshops.com. Phone number is 505-983-1400. Either way, we'll get you to us. We can send you a catalog. It's free. As you say, it's beautiful. It's got to be. We're in the photographic business. It's got to be one of the most beautiful, most inspiring.
It really is. And you guys stay tuned, because on our Inside Digital Photo program, we're going to have Reed back talking more in depth about what they're doing at the Santa Fe Workshops, more tips and great stuff. So you can stay tuned for that. Hey, Reed, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure.
There you go. Like I said, these guys have a beautiful catalog. If anything, call them up and get the book. It's worth it. Great stuff. Check it out. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright, and we'll be back after this short, relaxing little break.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. This is hour two of the only terrestrial broadcast that you'll find anywhere on this planet or any planet in the known solar system. About the Macintosh. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. How you doing, Brad?
Doing great, Scott.
We're having fun today.
We are having a lot of fun. I tell you, it is a fun, action-packed show. We got action, we got adventure, we've got people shooting photos out in the desert of Santa Fe. I mean, it's just cool.
Yeah, that'd be a great trip to go on, wouldn't it?
I would hang out with Greg Foreman
or one of those cats.
Yeah, if my wife would let me go, I'd go.
She'll let you. It's for work.
Yeah.
R&D.
Yeah.
For some new photo software.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool stuff. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Do you know that the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, DVD XDV, and MCE Technologies?
It is?
And FirmTech.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow.
So you can check all those guys out. Just go on over to InsideMacRadio.com, and there'll be links over there, and you can check it out. And Micromat won a Eddie Award, and DVD XDV's got a brand new website, and MCE's got some new stuff, and FirmTech just is always cranking out goodies. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool cats, so we appreciate their
support.
Their fine support, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had Reed on earlier in the past hour from Santa Fe Workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Reed Callinan. Talking about all the cool stuff they got. We had Little Sam 11.
Yes.
Talking about his holiday picks.
$20? Yeah. Some stocking stuffers. $20 stocking stuffers.
Andy Schaller with a cool design tip actually this week. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
About having that extra thing on your card so it's in your wallet, you can see what it is.
Yeah, you never think about that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And Philip Hodges with the digital post production news of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That new Sony camera.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy the $100,000 ones like the guys bought over what Alex bought.
Well, there isn't pricing on that yet. You know, I mean, the new SR you're talking about, the Sony SR, there's no pricing.
Think it's going to be $100,000?
Well, I don't know because you know what? The Red is coming out. They better get on the ball. They better get on the ball because the Red camera's coming out for a fraction of the cost. Yeah, you get a lens, you get a piece of glass and a camera and something that'll shoot basically in four times the resolution of that camera.
You know, Red put up another clip on their website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think at 4K.
Oh. Something to go check out. Red.com. If you're into photos.
Big monitor.
Yeah, that's right. www.red.com. Check it out.
Yeah. It's, good old Ted. And
Ted at Red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted.
Better be Ted than Red or Ted than Ted. Red than, Red Ram. Red Ram. So, we got a cool show lined up for the rest of the hour here for our second hour of the Inside Mac broadcast radio program. We have Kevin Ford coming on later. The CEO of Parlyant Corporation, talking about Macintosh telephony products, how to make your Mac a smart little phone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just make a very, very smart phone system with a Macintosh and their product.
I mean, think if you go out and buy a, some kind of
PBX
or some other system, it's going to cost you, probably a couple grand for a Panasonic or something.
And the user interface is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Now you can buy yourself a Mac Mini, a used one for a couple $100 on eBay or Craigslist.
Yep.
And, find some old monitor laying around that you don't even need plugged in all the time.
Yeah.
You probably do, though. You need a monitor.
You can come
to do this great because it does show caller ID on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun stuff. I remember using this product at version 1.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Works great with my old TieBook.
Wow.
The screen, it's pretty cool. They made some great advances on the software. So, and they won an Eddie Award, too.
Oh, really?
Eddie's running rampant.
Wow.
Is that Eddie from Maiden or is that...
Eddie from Maiden.
I don't know which one it is. Maiden's got a new album out, too.
Oh, they do?
A couple of them. Great. Oh, wow. Right on the iTunes Music Store.
Oh.
Got a new video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Pretty cool stuff. So, so what's going on with you? What have you been up to, man?
Not much.
Well, been out shooting lately? We need to go shooting again here.
Yeah, we need to go shooting again in the city. Yeah, we take your digital photos
holiday time.
Out. Yeah.
You know what I'm really on? You know what my deal is? This is what I'm tripping on lately here.
What's that?
Talked about this on this week's... Inside Digital Photo is high dynamic range photography. You play with that at all?
Oh, I have. Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you done all this in Photoshop or have you got that Photo Matrix software that does it for you?
No, I would like to do it in the Photo Matrix software. I would like to try that because it is a pain to mask off all those little elements and to go through it. Automating it is the way.
Photo Matrix stuff's like $100 and you can actually get it for free and it puts a watermark. And if you actually can get it to where you think you're digging it, it's a C note and you don't have to deal with Photoshop, even though Photoshop's cool.
But
it's all about workflow, baby.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our media partners over at American Photo Magazine. You can check them out over at popphoto.com or AmericanPhotoMag.com. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a new issue out, got some of their award winners of the year for their images, and... American Photo sort of concentrates on the art of photography and not so much on product reviews and stuff like that, but really a focus on professional photographers, amateurs.
Techniques.
Tips. And, it's very artsy. It's cool.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff there. So we're waiting for our friends over at Parlyant Corporation to ring us in. They must have a difference in...
it must be on... Yeah, a different time zone or something. They missed the time zone.
Yeah, they're...
But hey, this is a very cool device we're going to be talking about, this Parlyant phone valet. It's really slick. It's nice.
Yeah.
And you've used it for quite a while. And
I have. I used it. I haven't used it recently because, you know, I'm...
Traveling too much?
Yeah, I need one that plugs in myself.
You need one that goes into an express card.
Yeah, I do. We should talk about that. Where's my express card phone valet?
Slot, yes. Yeah. No, it's great stuff. I mean, you know, if you think about it, it's like, you know, this is a way to automate your phone system. You know, calls, you know, voicemail, everything. It's a very good product.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
So talking about pictures, you know, we've been talking about that.
I think we've got him on the line.
Really?
He's up. Yes,
well,
he is
there
here.
There you go. Look at that
stuff. We need to change subjects. He is right
Our
here.
Buddy Kevin Ford. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Sorry about the delay. Apparently the 800 number doesn't work from Canada.
Oh no. Oh, no. Hey, we want a beer, though, but we can't have that one. We can't, no beer,
yeah,
no
hey,
800
you're paying
number.
A toll, eh?
So, Kevin, you guys just won an Eddie Award.
We did.
That's pretty cool.
We're pretty excited about it, yes.
Yes, you guys have lots of press there. It'll be fun. You're coming to Macworld, yeah?
Absolutely, yep. Our distributor is Dr. Bot. We'll be in our booth showing our stuff.
Wow.
Oh, that's very good.
Now, this product's been evolving. I think I played with it at version 1 or 1.2 something or something like that. And give us an update on Phone Valet and how all this stuff works, Kevin.
Sure. Phone Valet is a hardware and software solution. We give you a piece of hardware that connects your computer to your phone line. And then presto, it loads some software and you get a system which allows you to identify the incoming callers, so you decide whether you want to talk to them. We give you a very sophisticated voicemail system with lots of levels and lots of voicemail boxes if you like. We build your corporate memory by recording calls and creating call history in a relational database so you can find out how many times you talked to someone over the last year. And we give you some pretty powerful tools to automate your dialing process.
See what would be cool is to answer the phone and know it's a telemarketer and then just say things in the recording to drive them crazy.
that's one of our favorite uses.
Like, torture telemarketer, you know?
This
would be great. It'd be like, hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello? Are you there on the other end?
So we really do deal with telemarketers. You can create a profile for them and cause the phone to pick up once, play some nasty message, and hang up on them immediately, and then play some ringtone. So at my house, if a telemarketer calls, we hear the phone ringing once, we hear the sound of a toilet flushing, and we all smile as another one bites the dust.
Can you randomly torture them? I mean, I think that's the great way is like, you know, this is like fight back. They're calling you, and you just need to fight back and take them back to as much pain, you know, give them back the pain they're giving you, you know.
Well, our customers get pretty creative in this area.
Now, there's some examples on your site, because that would be excellent. I would just, you know, just to buy the product, just to torture them, just to send back the pain.
Well, in fact, you want to treat people differently depending upon who they are. And some you want to treat very badly, and some you want to treat much better than average. And so we give you the tools to do that and automate it.
That's
now, you stuff. Also, I know with one of your versions, and I'm assuming this is probably... the same with Phone Valet 5 is you have a way to sort of use this hardware device as an interface so you can actually record phone calls. So if you were going to do a podcast and you didn't have the money to buy a telephone interface and thousands of dollars worth of gear, you could actually record a phone conversation and actually get pretty decent quality out of it.
Yeah, we have a huge number of podcasts who are using our hardware for that. And part of that was the designing of the hardware so that it has automatic volume adjustment. So that when the local and the distance callers talk, the volume on the phone line is very different. And our product adjusts that automatically so that you get a superb recording right away. And then we have an optional package where we cut a deal with Bias to get a subset of their superb sound editing tools. So that although we're giving you an accurate recording of what occurred on the phone line, you may not want that accuracy because there's some, in the conversation, there's some truck going by or some airplane noise in the background, and their tools will do a great job of cleaning that up so that your podcast sounds tremendous. And so that's an option for us. It's called Phone Valet Podcast, and it's $50.
That's pretty good. Wow.
Yeah. Now, is there any way to... Well, I guess you wouldn't need to. We were talking earlier, if you had a Phone Valet box that worked on an express card, you could plug in your laptop. But
well, we were thinking
got
like
USB
an
port,
we were
so.
Thinking of like putting the whole thing on an express card so you just wouldn't have that other thing dangling off your computer when you're on the road.
Yeah.
And you need to torture those telemarketers on the road. I just, you know, like.
You have a history with these guys, don't you?
Oh, man. You know, it's like you got to, like, you run into the phone, you're jiving, you're like, you slam into a wall, and you catch that phone, and all of a sudden it's like, would you like a new home mortgage?
Right.
How so are now, you doing today?
So now, of course, you would avoid that run down the hallway, because out of the speakers of the Macintosh comes the announcement of the name of the caller using text-to-speech and an ancillary phrase that you can put in. So it might be, you have a call from Bob Smith, Justin's hockey coach on line two. And, you know, if you're down the hall, you say, not right now. And
yeah.
You just let it go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So no more mad dashes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are fun. Don't you like tripping? Just smashing your head.
Now, what would be great is that you could just say, hello, hold, please, until the person picks up the phone. Hold, please. He'll be here just in a second. Mm-hmm. And just have that loop for the telemarketers. Just hold, please. I'm sorry. He's not available yet. Could you hold?
Well, the whole idea here is to make it so that although you've got lots of connectivity to the world today, the problem is you may have too much. And so you need to focus on what you do best and stop letting the phones interrupt what you do, and yet let the important call come through. And so we provide the information for you to make that choice, and then once the choice is made, provide alternatives, professional-sounding alternatives for people to leave messages or to get the information they needed without you servicing them.
Hey, you know what we got here? Let's talk about Phone Herald, because I think you could use this to torture your phone solicitors, too. You can call them yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, Phone Herald is another product you guys have. Of course, this works on the Macintosh. That lets you broadcast out. So is this something like a dentist would use and say, hello, your appointment is tomorrow at noon, don't forget?
That's
what would
right.
You use, what would you use Phone Herald for? What is this thing?
Well, it's a tool that you can create a standard message with some holes in the message so that we're going to insert some information using a really good text-to-speech engine in the middle of your message. So that you could, in the example that you just used, have a dentist's office call up, play, you know, the recorded, you know, hi, this is your dentist, this message is for, and then text-to-speech the person's name. That you have an appointment at text-to-speech date and time, and for the following procedure, and you should do or not do these things.
Hey, Kevin, we're coming to break. You want to hold on with us and talk a little longer?
Sure.
Cool. There we go. We have Kevin Fordworth, the CEO of Parlyant Corporation, and we're talking about telephony on your Macintosh. Cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listened online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by our friends over at Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio program. If you need stuff printed,
and you nice. Need it for less.
You can get it for less, and they do real offset printing. This is real ink on paper, no digital stuff, so you can send these guys any kind of files. They can correct them, proof them, make them all happy, and ship them your way economically, and
that's,
it's pretty nice stuff.
And that's printing with the number four less.
Printing four.
Four. As
less.
Number, yeah, yeah, number four.
Printing,
yeah,
printing four less.
Four, number four less.
Four less.
.com.
So right now we're here with Kevin Ford. He is the CEO of Parlyant Corporation. We're talking about, telephone stuff on your Mac, telephony products. So we were talking about the break there, Kevin, about
torturing telemarketers.
Yeah, torturing telemarketers, but about this broadcast, Phone Herald.
Want to contact everyone and say, hey, reminder of the potluck dinner next Saturday, and at the end of the message, oh, by the way, could you let us know what you're bringing? Because last time we did this, we had 14 apple pies. or the local mechanic to call you up and say, hey, you're 2 months overdue on your oil change. So, if you can get it simple enough to use and inexpensive enough, opportunities.
This saves time where somebody as a small business would normally have to call a bunch of people, and this could automate that whole entire calling system.
That's right. And not only will we do that, but we'll try several different numbers, you specify. We'll try several different times, you specify. We'll restrict it to certain times of day. And at the end of the process, you can ask questions, like, are you coming? Or you can have them leave a message for you, or you can even have the call transferred to an operator to discuss it with people right away.
See, that would work really great for our show. We'd call all of our guests and say, you're on the Inside Mac show at blah, 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 blah. And, you know, call them, you know, every hour until the hour where they show up, you know.
So they don't call back.
We've had multiple issues with that.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Now how's the whole market with the Macintosh stuff? Do you see that people are, do you see your guys' stuff expanding because the Macintosh is getting more adoption? Or do you find just the Mac people are maybe a little more geekier than the PC deal? And because I know you guys used to have a PC product. Do you guys still do that?
Nope, we don't do the PC
product. Yeah.
No, it was too much work to support it.
No kidding, really? Viruses, you know, product crashes,
stuff.
All that stuff.
And how do you do a 99.999% reliable product on a platform?
On a product that's only 1% reliable.
So. You can get a PC that's reliable if you put it in a server room with a single process on it. But our stuff is used by small businesses who during the day do business work and at night play games. I mean, you've got to have a stable environment for that. The Mac gives us that.
That's pretty surprising. Wow. That's amazing.
So tell us more information where we can find out information on all of your great stuff with Phone Valet, with Phone Herald,
sure.
With the podcast deal, all this kind of cool stuff, Kevin.
Visit our website at www.parliant.com. That's P-A-R-L-I-A-N-T. And you'll see a whole list of our products and a whole series of awards. And for the company that's been around for 4 years, we've taken home 2 best of shows from Macworld and now at Eddie. So we're pretty pumped.
That's pretty cool. And you're also going to be able to see here pretty quick Phone Valet version 5.0 on Inside Mac TV, because we're going to do a full deal on it. We're going to hook it up.
Oh, yeah.
Play with it and show you the stuff so you can actually see the hardware and see this thing in action, because it's pretty cool. So
yeah, I'm going to go torture some telemarketers with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that too. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And congratulations on your Eddie Award. And we'll see you guys at Macworld.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be there.
There you go. Cool stuff. Check those guys out at Parliant. That's P-A-R-L-I-A-N-T, Parliant.com.
Yeah.
So we've got about 30 seconds here, but next up, we're going to talk about the smoking gun.
The smoking gun from Microsoft.
Yeah.
What kind of smoking gun did they come out with?
Right.
Happened
what
a couple years ago.
Are they smoking crack?
I think they're smoking stuff that's totally illegal in every country.
Yeah, I don't know. It's terrible,
It's a frightening little memo.
But it's cool, though.
Yeah.
And we're going to laugh about it.
Yes,
we're going to make them look stupider than they really look like.
If we don't dislike them, we actually
love them. They're our little friends. Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California, is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by our friends over at Creative Pro. If you're a creative professional and want to learn all the cool tips of what's going on in the trade, learn some cool things about InDesign, Photoshop, you name it, you can check them out over at creativepro.com. Now, Brad's got a story about some cats over at Microsoft. We don't dislike Microsoft. We're just having fun with these guys.
Seriously.
We don't dislike anybody over there. You know, we just got to razz them. You know, this is a Mac show, and we like to razz.
We like to razz them, especially when one of their heads comes out and says, I'd rather buy a Mac if I didn't work here. This story came out. This is part of an email that was sent out by Jim Alchin, who is the basically he's the head of the Windows Development Division. he oversees, he's been overseeing for years all the things that that Microsoft has been doing. So he's been there since the 90s, early on. He came over from Digital Equipment Corporation, and he's really basically the head of all Windows development. So this is what he said about Windows. I think our teams lost sight of what bug-free means, what resilience means, what full scenarios mean, what security means, what performance means, and how important applications are, and really understanding what the most important problems our customers face are. I see lots of random features and some great vision, but that does not translate into great products. And that's straight from the head of Windows development, effectively saying, you know, and when he says later in this email, he says, if I didn't work for Microsoft, I'd go out and buy a Mac right now.
Right.
That's crazy. I mean, that email exchange happened in 2004.
Right.
And so that's how
so much better now.
Yeah, it's so much better now. I sure things, you know, I mean, if
OS 7.5 is more stable than Windows.
This email was sent to Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. Now, normally, if somebody sees an email like this, they would jump on it and react and change the business plan and change everything that they're doing. But obviously, that hasn't happened yet. You know, so 2 years on, this came out December 11th. This came out in January 7th, 2004. So this is almost going to be 3 years coming up real shortly on the anniversary of this email. And they're still adrift. And not to mention that also Jim Altman is leaving Microsoft as soon as Windows Vista comes out. So he's getting off the ship, shall we say. But this is a really scathing email, an internal email of saying, you know, the ship is sinking. The emperor has no clothes. You know, the house is on fire and we need to get, you know, we need to go get some water and put out the fire. I mean, you know, it is a pretty serious matter.
It is crazy. I mean, and we got Vista shipping here supposedly, what, January?
Yeah.
Is this any better?
Well, you know, I really don't know. I've never played with it. I don't have any. I think the thing about it is that what he's saying is that, you know, I mean, I think this is a fundamental problem that Microsoft has had. I mean, they used to have a very strong development team in the 90s. When the downturn happened in 2000, somewhere around 2000, 2001, they suddenly started firing all of their best people. I mean, they had this great development team and they started firing everybody and they started going out and getting H-1 visas to go and get foreign talent to bring them into the country for less money than they had to pay for, you know, full Americans. And they started shipping a lot of work overseas. And so I think this is a reflection of that policy, where effectively all of their workforce was no longer the best and the brightest, but just simply the cheapest.
Yeah, why? I don't get it.
They need better
money.
Products.
They need more money. They have to get rid of all. No, well, I got nothing against the cats in India that are programming.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
No, it's great.
Program stuff in India, brother.
Yeah,
it's
no,
all
it's
good. Okay?
It's good, but you don't go out and you don't expect to get good products out of it by doing it that way. And I think that's where that sounds like they really have got a serious problem.
Yeah, well. They do. They got a Zoom. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac Radio Program. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Next up here, we're going to have Lieutenant Daniels, Grady Fletcher, the one, the only, the world famous, Michael Horton. We'll be right back.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by who? Who else? The Buzzmeister.
The Buzz.
Michael's on the Buzz, too.
Yeah.
Or is he Buzz when he's on the Buzz?
I'm the Mini Buzzmeister.
You're the Mini Meister. The Mini Meister himself.
The Mini Meister himself. You can check it out Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about
the Digital Creative Planet's Digital Production Buzz.
Yes.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah,
what's
who's
the
got buzz? A buzz?
Tell
oh.
me what's happening.
At least we know that Brad listens.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an addict, man.
He's a cool. junkie.
Yeah, I'm addicted to that
we're
show.
We're here
it's
with
great.
The one and only Lieutenant Daniels. With Grady
you.
Fletcher. We're here with the one and only, the world famous.
From Murder, She Wrote to yes. Outer Space.
Yes, yes. Michael Horton. Michael, how are you doing?
I'd do anything for a buck. I'm doing great.
Famous film actor of television. Of
That's right.
Know, yes.
And now producer of big shows in San Francisco at Macworld.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, you know, we'll tell everybody here if they haven't heard from Michael before, that you run the largest Final Cut Pro user group in the world.
The Lapsy Pug, as we like to call it.
Yes.
Nice abbreviation. This is where all the people in Hollywood that like to do stuff on their cool Macintosh, their Apples.
Yes.
And use Final Cut Studio and all these great things. They get to hang out with Michael and they get to eat pizza with Brad and drink
yeah,
red rum
yeah,
with Ted.
Right.
That's right. You come down to our meetings. You can come out with us after the meetings and we all go out
to the, and to
Brad
the greatest.
And Brad pays for
yeah,
it.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's like the greatest place. I think that's the greatest pizza on earth for the money is Palermo's.
Yeah.
Palermo's in Hollywood, on Vermont. Is just, it's fantastic. You know, right on Hollywood Boulevard, sort of like Hollywood Boulevard, Vermont, off towards the Hollywood side.
I think it's the Vino.
It's also the best part of the night when you just sit down and chat and get to know each other again. So it's always really
fun. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the Vino.
Oh yes,
and the wine.
And that wine is and that wine is good at that. I mean, that wine is I don't know what they what
you're
they're
smoking
putting in that
crack,
wine.
Dude.
That wine is good, man. That's like it gets better every carafe you order, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. It tastes like you know radiator fluid. The
no,
first
it's
one,
not, it's good stuff.
After man. The fifth one, it's great.
They might be you know putting, I don't know what they put in it, but it's good.
Michael, so. You're the man when it comes to Final Cut and user groups and all this cool stuff. And every year at Macworld and at NAB, you guys put on this super big show.
Yeah, and the reason you're having me on this time is because I can hype my our really big show here at Macworld on January 10th at the Mezzanine Club. And just to give you a little rundown of who's going to be there, because it's just going to be huge. Tickets are now on sale. But Sean Cullen, associate editor Sean Cullen, who is working with Walter Murch on Francis Coppola's new film, Youth Without Youth, will be there talking about their tapeless workflow and digital workflow. And also we'll have Angus Wall, film editor for the upcoming film Zodiac by David Fincher.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just hung out with him yesterday at his office down in West Hollywood. And honest to God, what he has to say and what he's going to be able to show is total 21st century, nothing you've ever heard. And it's an extraordinary workflow they worked out for Zodiac, and it's also going to save everybody tons of money. And they just did an amazing, amazing job. So he's really excited about it. I'm really excited about it because he's just, they're just doing
yeah, they,
stuff.
Yeah, they really sort of broke new ground, you could say, in digital workflows.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can Google on the net about what they've done. But after talking to him yesterday, a lot of that stuff isn't even up on the net. So it's just amazing things that they were doing and that they were able to devise and saved a lot of money. Anyway, this is January 10th. There are going to be two of the things. There'll be lots of other stuff going on that night. It's from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and there'll also be our world famous raffle. And one of the prizes that we're giving away, besides the grand prize of a copy of DVD by DV Pro,
there you go,
will be well 1 week free rental of a Red digital cinema camera.
Ah, see, and if you don't, yeah, this is a good consolation prize if you don't get DVD XDV.
Right,
you can have the camera.
And yeah, Silverado is giving a 1 week free rental of a Red digital cinema camera, and then there's the prize value right now totals over $32,000, and it's still going up. And there'll be food, there'll be drink, there'll be you know time for social affairs and networking and all sorts of other things. And it always sells out, and tickets have been on sale now for the last 7 days or so, and they're selling really well. So if people are in the Bay Area listening and they want to go to this event, go to lassiepug.org, click on the Yak
and it'll take you right there. And
yeah, now Lafcpug is lafcpug.org.
Right.
So just so you don't go to the Laugh Factory and get Michael Richards or something.
Yeah, right. Lafcpug, Los Angeles Final Cut Pro User Group.org. And buy your tickets now because we always sell out.
Yeah.
And then people get really. Well,
angry yeah. mob at the end of the, where's our, we didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, so you probably have a couple more weeks, maybe.
And it's a cool place, actually, where this is held at the Mezzanine Club.
Yeah, it's a nightclub. Unfortunately, you have to be 21 and over because they serve alcohol, and that's kind
or a
of,
fake ID.
if you can find a fake ID, but just don't tell us. it is 21 and over, and I know there's a lot of students who want to get into this thing, and we wish we could accommodate you, and hopefully one day we'll be able to find another venue that we can accommodate you, but right now this is the only place we can afford. So
yeah, I know how hard that is. I actually tried to get into a club that was like, because they get into concert before I was underage, and they rejected me, so I didn't get in.
No, they got really big.
It was the only place I could go see a, I wasn't going to go to the drink, but I was going to go to see actually the performer, just to see the performer. And so I know what that feels like,
Yeah, well, you're going to see a bunch of really good geeks on this one, but there's a lot, these things are a lot of fun. And just the raffle alone is worth going there. But to see these guys, Angus and Sean and Andreas Wacker and all the other stuff that we're going to have going on is really worth it. This is the only real pro event at Macworld. So if you're a filmmaker, especially if you're a filmmaker or are into Final Cut, this is the show to go to.
Yeah, it certainly is. It absolutely is. It's a great show. Well, it's a lot of fun because actually what you get to see is you get to see, rub elbows with these people. They're not just on a stage and they have bodyguards around them. And in fact, you might even see some really silly stuff. I think 2 years ago.
I don't know if you're going to see that again. I know what you're talking about.
I should bring her back just to have people dancing around with her. I mean, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Myself and Wes Plate and Dan Berube and Kevin Monahan.
The guy that had the beard down to his waist.
Right.
And he was like 90 years old and was bald and he was giving the doing the bump with the performer.
And another thing, which because I know we don't have a lot of time, there's going to be a lot of our sponsors are going to be there too, and a lot of these folks will not be on the show floor at Macworld. So if you want to see some great pro equipment and talk to the builders and sellers face to face, there'll be people like Canon, Focus, JVC, Matrox, Otherworld Computing, Blackmagic, Panasonic, and just tons, Glue Tools, G-Tech, Lowell, Promax. All these guys will be there and have tables and do show their latest and greatest stuff, and so you can actually come up and talk to them face to face. And you will not see some of them on the show floor at Macworld.
Another reason
to go there.
Another reason to go get your ticket early, because if you don't buy them now, you're not going to get in.
Yeah, it's been that way for the last 3 years, and we expect it to be the same this year. So don't yell at me if it's sold out.
Yes,
we told you here on Inside Mac Radio.
Well, I hope it sells out. We went last time.
We always fill it up. If it doesn't, there'll be 200 walk-ins.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac Radio. We're here with Michael Horton. Michael is the president, founder, and CEO of the Los Angeles Final Cut Pro User Group. And we're talking about the super extravaganza coming up here in January in San Francisco.
Yeah, we call it the Super Meet. So you can Google Super Meet, and it'll tell you where to go.
There we go. Super Meet.
Super meat.
Yeah, that's not fun. As in meat, M-E-E-T, not super meat with cows and
back to the carbs.
Yeah, next year we're going to call it that, super M-E-A-T,
meat. Yeah, super meat.
We have a lot of strippers.
Yeah.
Convention.
Yeah, we'll do that at NAB.
Yeah, there we go.
See, I was thinking of like a steak. I didn't even go there,
I love the idea, though, super meat.
Meat, yeah.
Put that on the raffle.
Yeah.
It's a new bioengineered piece of meat.
You can win 3 pounds of super meat.
Sounds like something Letterman would do.
Yeah. Now, Michael, how do we find out more information about Michael Horton, about, all the movies and TV shows you've been into?
Yeah,
I mean, people would like to check that out, I think.
Where can you get the box set of Murder, She Wrote, special Michael Horton edition?
Hey, signed.
I just did one of the, I think it was the season 4 or whatever the thing is, where they, the extras thing where they...
Yeah. Did you really? So we were joking, but that really is like a hot-selling DVD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget which season it was, but I just did it like 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know if it's out now yet or not. I forget which season it was.
Check out the segment on Lansbury having a total meltdown.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine Angela Lansbury having a meltdown.
Starts Friday, rated R.
Yeah, that's right. She's drinking, she's swearing, she's throwing things at the director. It's great stuff.
Angela, the early years.
that'll work. So you can get more information on LassiePug at www.lafcpug.org. And if you want to join us, become a member. There's a ton of information on Final Cut Pro at LassiePug, and all you have to do is click on Join, and it's free. And you can get on our forums, you can get your newsletters, you can get all the tutorials and reviews, and everything that's up there is for free.
Michael, you rock. Thank you so much for joining us. There you go, Michael Horton, the man at the Los Angeles Final Cut Pro user group. You can check out their super extravaganza super meet coming up here at Macworld. Check it out at, what's the address?
www.lafcpug.org, and it's January 10th.
Thank you, Michael. You're listening to Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind, because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit AGFA.com for more info.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepherd.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our friends over at OSXFAQ. If you want all the information on what's going on in the world of Macintosh, you can just go on right on over to OSXFAQ. Find out great stuff going on there. There's links over to Mac Minute. You can find out stuff going on with Mac Update. All kinds of cool things. News, developer information from Apple, technical bulletin updates, all the stuff with Inside Mac, Inside Digital Photo, Inside Mac News. And I must say that if you're a listener of this program, after
this
the fact that it's been broadcast,
program.
Yes, this fine, fine radio show. If you're a listener of this show and
you want
to you're listening
more.
To the podcast part of it right now, that's
you need
after
more.
The fact, and you want the Daily Show, and you used to get the Daily Show on the feed, we have broken out all the feeds into their own separate little homes.
Yes.
So now you need to go back to iTunes and subscribe to Inside Mac News. And if you'd like, you can subscribe to Inside Mac TV.
And Inside Mac, Inside Digital Photo.
Yeah, we have Inside Digital Photo now, too. So you can check all those things out. I think if you go over to podcasting, click on technology, you'll see them prominently featured up top there.
Yes.
If not,
especially
at the top.
Especially for the foreign countries. If
yeah, we have
Norway,
a very large base
following
of foreign following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we seem to be stronger in the foreign countries than we are in our own home country. Why is that? Maybe
there's
smarter
some of the comments
people
out you're
there.
Out of China today, by the way.
Oh, no. See what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. There you go.
So, you know, you can check all that stuff out over at iTunes, or just go on over to Inside. Go to OSXFAQ, and all the links are right there on the
it's
front of the page.
It's all there. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Very fun stuff there. We had a cool show today.
Yeah, we did have a cool show. We talked about Super Meat. Yeah, in the last segment, we were talking about the Final Cut Super Meat in San Francisco from Macworld. Very good stuff.
Yeah, the Super Meat's fun. We love Super Meat.
Super Meat. Especially you fry it up or you barbecue it. You know, good stuff.
That's it. Super beefy.
Super beefy.
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now I'm hungry. I'm just thinking of a juicy steak sizzling on the grill.
Yeah.
Super Meat.
Super Meat. Oh, fire. Hey, our guest today, we had cool guests.
Yes, we did.
We had Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, talking about the weekly production, post-production distribution news.
Yeah.
Andy Shallot. He had a Hanukkah tip for us.
Hanukkah graphic tip. Well, yeah. Actually a good tip just to learn how to do business cards correctly.
Yeah.
So your business cards just pop out. You know, there's a little person's ID right there on the business card. When they put it in your wallet, they see exactly what you're talking about. You know, that's you. You know, go call this guy, send him lots of money.
Yeah. You know, business cards are very important because, you know, this is what you hand over to people as your representation of your business, your contact information.
Well,
I think people should spend more detail on cards. They get them so there's too much information on there and there's just too much. It's just
Well, it's just a mess. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't scan, doesn't do anything. And in fact, what's really funny is that, well, not funny, but it really is interesting. In America, we just kind of chuck a business card at somebody. In Asia, Japan, you actually hand the business card over with two hands. And so you're kind of like bowing and giving this person, say, you know, this is my name, this is me. And when you go into a meeting in Japan, you actually have the business cards laid out in front of them, in front of the person. And so you can remember who you're talking to. Really kind of very formal with business cards. I mean, they're just really into it. You know, it's very
here we just here. Tuck it in the guy's front pocket.
So, yeah.
Hey, I'll put this here so you don't lose it, because you will.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Very differently. So business cards are very important. In fact, in countries, they do mean a lot. They're very significant. They have, like, you know, mystical powers.
So think about that next time you're designing cards.
Yes.
Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. We had Reed Callen from Santa Fe Workshops talking about the great things going on over there. We had Kevin Ford, the CEO of Parlion Corporation. We talked about the smoking gun over at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had Lieutenant Daniels.
Lieutenant Daniels, Grady Fletcher, and
Michael Horton,
yes.
And I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac Show, Micromat, DVDXDV, MCE's Technologies, FirmTech, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo Magazine, Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac Show, Creative Pro, the place for creative professionals, Mac Update, Mac Minute, OSX FAQ. You can find out more information over at InsideMacRadio.com. We'll be back next week with more great things about your Mac.